sharing for the opportunity to come here today. I was last in Shanghai in 2004. I taught a course at Shanghai Jiaopeng University as part of the joint institute with the University of Michigan and Shanghai Jiaopeng.
我首先会感谢傅师傅给我这样一个机会来这里做一个演讲。那么我上一次来到上海呢是 2004年的时候， 当时呢我们和这个交通大学呢有一个合作的项目。
So I'm enjoying Shanghai very much.
他非常喜欢上海。
Today I'd like to talk to you in a little bit more detail about some of the projects that Dr. Moy mentioned in his talk, and more specifically on performance metrics for Ethernet.
那么首先今天我想谈的是刚才那个 James 也在演讲中讲了几个项目，那么我想谈的更具体一点，谈到一些具体的这个测试的这个标准。So
I won't go over the background again because I think Dr. Moy did a nice job of presenting the work that we're doing at the University of Michigan in our research center.
那么对于这个研究中心的一些背景情况呢，刚才已经做过介绍了，那么我也不想再重复了。
So we're doing work in networks for control systems. So we want to understand what's the performance effect of a network on the performance of a control system.
那么首先我们谈到这个是安全系统，那我们想知道的是这个网络对安全系统的影响到底是怎么样的。
So you can think of the performance perhaps of a milling machine or some other system being from better to worse.
那么你可以考虑一种某一种系统，比如说那个磨厂的系统或者其他的系统，它的一个表现怎么样？它的表现可能有好也有坏。And
the sampling time of how frequently the control information is sent over a network can also vary from a large sample time to a small sample time.
那么这个数据呢如何传输？数据传输的时间有多长？那么这些呢会发生变化的。As
a baseline, we consider a continuous control where there is no network.
那么首先呢，我们先看一下，如果是一种连续的控制，就是说，在这个系统当中呢，没有网络。
In this case, there is no delay, and so the performance is the same for there is no sample time. So this is really just the best performance that you could achieve.
那么在这种情况下呢，它的控制呢是连续的，所以呢，它就没有这么一个这个变化，所以它的表现呢也是最好的。
There's a well-known theory of digital control that shows how the performance of a digital system approaches the performance of a continuous system as the sample time gets faster.
那么后面呢，随着这个技术的发展呢，我们又出现了一种这个数码的控制这样的一种系统。那么在这个系统当中的表现是怎么样的？
And so what we'd like to understand is how does network control fit into this picture?
然后呢，最后呢，我们现在又要试图使用这个网络来进行控制，那么它的情况又会怎么样呢？
And the answer that we get is that when you have a network, there's an additional delay due to sending the data over the network in comparison to digital control, and that explains this point B.
那么我们看到，如果你使用了网络控制之后呢，这里就会产生一个延迟，因为它有这个发送数据和收集数据这样一个时间。
In addition, as you start to send too much data over the network becomes saturated, and so the performance starts to get worse again because not all the information can get through.
那么如果你想通过网络传输太多的这个数据的话呢，那可能网络就会发生拥堵，那么速度呢就会严重的下降。So
what we've been doing in our group is trying to understand what are the magnitudes of these extra delays of the network.
那么我们在做这个实验当中所想了解的一个问题就是，这种网络的这个延迟呢，到底可不可以能够进行一种量化的测量？And
and how much information can you send over a network before it starts to reach saturation?
或者说你可以在网络上面传输多少数据，而且呢不会引起网络的拥堵。So
since this forum is on the performance of the network, I won't talk too much about the performance of the control. But I wanted to show where this is where we started from when we were looking at the performance of the network.
那么在这里呢，我并不想过多的谈关于这个控制系统的一些内容，我主要想谈的是网络的一些内容。Okay,
so here's just a few questions that you might want to think about in terms of looking at industrial Ethernet, and I won't focus too much. But the things that I'm going to talk about here today are where is the delay and the delay variability.
那么这里面呢，可能是在谈到这个工业以太网的时候，大家可能经常问的一些问题。那么我不想对于每个问题呢，都详细的回答。我只想谈一点是关于这个网络的延迟和延迟的一些变化。
And also, what's the cost of adding security on my network, such as a VPN?
那么，如果要实现这个，比如说实现 VPN 这样的一个策略的话，这个成本是有多少？
So certainly, what we've learned in our research is that there are many performance issues that need to be addressed. I mentioned delays and delay variability, the overhead for control and security protocols.
那么这里面呢，我们在谈到这个问题的时候，必须要谈到这个软件的延迟啊，延迟的一些变化等等。
And then comparing different industrial Ethernet solutions, I'll talk a little bit about that.
那么还要比较一下各种的这个工业以太网的解决方案的一些优缺点。
And Dr. Moin addressed the issues of network partitioning and time synchronization.
那么还要谈一下这个网络的分割，如何是不是把不同的网络功能在不同的网络中进行实现。
So here again is a picture of a control system where we have a plant or a system that's generating information, sending that over a network to the controller, which is computing some inputs to send to the plant.
那么这是我们在工厂当中使用的一个，在一个实验当中使用的一个控制系统的一个示意图。我们控制器，然后呢把这个信息呢控制信息呢传输通过网络传输到这个工厂里面去。
So what we're going to do is look at that network that's in between the plant and the controller and try to understand what types of delays that network induces.
那么通过这样的系统，我们是否了解会产生什么样的延迟？那么如何解决这些延迟的问题？
So consider the simplest type of network when I have only two nodes. I'll call them A and B.
那么在这个实验当中呢，我们只选用了两个节点，一个 A， 一个 B。
So in order for one node to send information over the network to another node, it needs to take the information from the environment, encode it into a packet, wait for the network to be available, and then send the packet over the network.
那么一个节点呢，可能就是收集一个信息，然后传输一个信息，然后另外一个节点呢，可能把信息打成一个数据包，然后把它另外一个节点呢，把收到的数据解开。然后再把它传输到一个控制系统去。
And then when the packet is received at the other node, it needs to decode the message, unwrap the packet, and then take the information up to the application, which will use that information.
那一个接收的节点收到这个信息以后呢，就把它解开来，然后呢得到所需要的信息，对那个整个具体的系统呢进行控制。
So you can see that the total delay is the sum of these four different times.
那么你可以看到，在这样的一个系统当中呢，网络的延迟呢，可能包含了以下几个方面。
We separate these four into two types of delays. There are the device delays that depend on what type of software or firmware is running on the device.
那么这里面其中一种呢是这个装备的这个延迟，比如说软件的延迟，比如说固件的延迟。
And then there are the network delays that will depend on the network protocol, for example, Ethernet, as well as the size of the packet and the speed of the network. And these can be computed analytically if we know what the network traffic is.
那么还有一种呢，就是网络的延迟。那么这涉及到你使用什么样的协议啊，还有你的数据包的大小有多少。
The device delays, though, we need to measure experimentally.
那么对于这个设备的这个延迟呢，我们要通过做实验才能够得到它的相关的这些数据。
So much of my presentation from now is going to be looking at experimental results on measuring the magnitude and variability of these device delays.
所以呢，我们待会呢将要谈一下如何来进行测量这种延迟。
So we're going to want to look at these device delays as one component of the network performance, which also includes throughput as well as variability.
那么我们首先呢也知道这样的一种装置的这个延迟呢是网络延迟的一个部分，那么我们可以看一下整个这个装置的它的这个吞吐量是多少。
And as I mentioned, the network delays will depend on the speed of the network, and the types of delays I'm going to talk about are depending on the application later or the software.
那网络的延迟呢跟这个网络的这个具体的这个速度有关系，还有跟这个具体的应用的程序也是有关系。
So this is the experimental setup that we've used to get all of this data.
那么这是我们做这个实验的一些硬件的配置。
You have two computers sending data to each other.
那么有两台电脑，那么互相这个传输数据。
And for Ethernet, we've looked at either TCP or UDP communications.
那我们这里的这个通讯的协议 要么就是 TCP 或者是 UDP。
And then the network architecture we've looked at a crossover cable where there is no intermediate step, a hub, a switch, or the broader internet.
那么这个网络的架构呢，可能是 crossover 或者 hub 或者呢交换器或者呢这个互联网。
Since most people don't run their factory over the broader internet, I won't present those results here, but they are in the paper if you're interested.
那么大部分人呢都是在这个工业里面的这个用的这样一种网络。
And then we have client server architecture.
那么还有其他的一些设备。
And at some points we'll also look at what happens if there's extra network traffic that the switch has to support.
那么还有一些额外的这个网络的流量。
Now we timestamp these messages at 4 points. So on the computer A, we're going to timestamp it at A, send it across the network, give it a timestamp B, and then encode the packet again.Give it a timestamp C, and then send it back over the network and give it a timestamp D.
那么这里呢有一个这个时错的问题，那么有四个点是 A, B, C 和 D.
So in this example, we don't have time synchronization at the two nodes.
那么在这个实验当中呢，我们只是选用了两个节点。
We just subtract the difference between the time that it's at computer one and the time that it's at computer two, and we call that the experimentally measured round trip time.
那我们只是测试两个电脑之间数据传输时的一个时间的差别。
So here's an example of the type of measurements we get using Ethernet.
那么这是我们使用这个以太网做出来的一个实验当中一些结果。
So this is the minimum packet size in Ethernet, 64 bytes.
那么这是最小的一个数据包的这个大小应该是64个字节。
And we're sending over 200 meters of Ethernet.
那我们再把它在这个200米长度的这个以太网上面进行传输。
And we've broken out the delay into the delay on the network versus the delay at the node or the device delay.
我们把这个延迟呢分为这个网络的延迟和这个设备的延迟。
And you can see that more than 90% of the delay is at the node or at the application.
我们看到90%几的这个延迟呢是在这个具体应用的这个上面的一些延迟。
Again, looking at the variability, the most of the variability is due to the switch and the node, and very little is due to the transmission and propagation.
那么这里呢，是因为这些传输上面引起的这个延迟的一些变化。
This is some data on variability. This is from DeviceNet, which is not Ethernet, but I think it's informative in that.All of these are commercially available devices doing more or less the same thing, and the wide variety of different magnitudes and variabilities of the delays on these different nodes. And this is something I think that has to be determined experimentally because it's not given in the specification.
那么这是在实验当中得出的，我们在那40多个不同的设备当中所做的一些这个实验的数据。那么我们可以看到这个延迟的变化呢，它有一个平均值，还有一个标准的偏差值。
So here's some more Ethernet results. This is a UDP, or the lowest level protocol on Ethernet, and you'll see that we have fairly repeatable results. And you can also, this is many different runs of the snapshot that I showed you earlier.
那么这是一些实验的一些这个数据，我们看到有很多这个平均值和最大值。那么这跟以前做的一些实验的一些数据还是不太一样的。
But if we add on top of that OPC, which is a higher level protocol, again using the same network, we increase the mean delay by a factor of 5.
然后呢，如果我们在这个 OPC 的上面再做这同样的测试，然后得出的这个结果呢又不太一样。
The maximum delay and the standard deviation also increase significantly.
那么平均的这个延迟和这个最大延迟都增加了。
So we've repeated this experiment for many different cases, and I don't expect you to digest all of these numbers in a short amount of time. But what I'd like to point out is that if you increase the speed of the network by a factor of 10, you don't even decrease the delay by half.
但是我们呢，通过很多次的实验得出的数据，那么从这些数据当中分析以后呢，我们得出几个结论。一个就是说，如果你的网络的速度提高了，比如说提高了10倍，从10兆提高到100兆，那么它的这个延迟呢，减少的量一半都不到。
In addition, there are some samples that have a significantly longer delay than the average.
那么还有些的这个情况呢，它的延迟呢可能比平均值要大了很多。
So these are the types of numbers that we think are important for a control system designer to understand if they're going to use an Ethernet in between their controller and their system.
那么我觉得这些数据呢，对于这个设计人员来讲呢，是很重要的。他可以考虑到底是不是需要使用以太网在工业当中进行控制。
So we also did some experiments where we increased the packet size up to the maximum packet size on Ethernet, and we measured how the delay depends on the packet size.
然后呢，我们把这个数据包的这个尺寸加大，然后看一下这个尺寸和这个延迟之间的关系是怎么样的。
So theoretically, we can compute what would be the slope of this line, how much extra time is taken on the network for each extra bit.
然后看一看是不是因为这个尺寸变大了，为这个延迟的数量会有额外的多的出来。
And this is for UDP. And now just for comparison, this is a VPN where we have an extra layer of security. And you see, not only is the minimum delay much longer.But each extra bit takes a lot more time to be encoded and then sent over the network.
然后我们又在这个 VPN 网络上面也做同样的实验，然后我就看到每个这个延迟的这个时间呢都增加了。
Now there are many different flavors of VPN, and this is just one sample, but it's characteristic.
那么当然各个这个 UDP 跟 VPN 是不太一样，那么从这个实验当中呢，我们也可以看出两种之间的一些差别。
So again, here's a table that shows how the slope and the intercept vary as a function of packet size for different cases.
那么这一张图表呢，也显示的是整个这个形状的这个大小对于这个延迟的一个影响。
And what you'll see is that in all of these cases, the minimum time to send a message over the network is around 300 microseconds. This is the limit as the packet size goes to zero.
那么这里我们知道，这个需要传输一个这个一个信号，在这个网络上面最短的时间呢，应该是300的微秒。
And the on the 10 megabit per second Ethernet, the slope is very close to the theoretical limit.
然后呢，这个而且它这个斜率呢，跟那个极限呢比较靠近。
But at 100 megabits per second.It's possible that the software isn't able to keep up with the speed of the network.
但是呢，这个有的时候的软件的话呢，可能不能够应付这么快的速度。
So again, trying to summarize all of those results into one table, we have this that shows UDP, VPN, and OPC.
那么这个是刚才所做过的实验的，把它一些结果呢，在同一张表中做一个比较。
And I'd like to just highlight the bottom row here.Where in all of these cases, approximately 90 to 95% of the delay is at the application level. It's not at the network.
那么从这张表上我们看出，我是着重讲一下最后一行讲的这个延迟，由网络延迟的一个比例是多少？我们可以看出来，由于网络引起的延迟的话呢，可能只有10%几，而大部分呢是由于这个设备的延迟所引起的。
Just one brief mention on reliability of OPC transmissions. This is an unacknowledged test.
还有呢，从测试当中呢，我们得到了一些这个 OPC 的可靠性的数据。
And what we show here is if you try to update too frequently, you lose some of the updates.
有的时候呢，如果你想比较快的更新数据的话呢，可能会丢失掉一些数据。
So this is another reliability factor that's important for performance as you start to increase this.Amount of data on your network.
那所以呢，这也是在考虑这个网络的性能当中呢，必须考虑的一个因素。
So very high level conclusions. A lot of delay at the application layers and large variabilities.
那么这是刚才那些实验的一个总结，就是这个应用层上面的这个延迟呢，会有的时候都是非常大的，而且呢，延迟的这个变化性也是很大的。
So what I want to talk to you briefly now is a project we did comparing Ethernet IP and Profinet.
那么这是一个我们做的以太网和 ProofInet 之间的一个比较的一个实验。
And this was a question that was asked to us by General Motors. Will either of these protocols be sufficient for PLC to PLC communication in the factory at 8 milliseconds sample time?
那么这个是由这个通用器的公司要求我们做这样的一个实验，主要是研究这个 PLC 这样的一种差别啊。
So this is a sample of the type of results we got from ProofNet, where we're sending data from one PLC to the other and then back again.
这是我们在这个 ProofNet 上面做的一个实验结果，我们从一个 PLC 传数据进去，然后呢，从另外一个 PLC 那边呢收集到数据。
So you see that the variability is quite small. Even as we increase the number of switches between the two PLCs, or increase the amount of data that's being sent to the package.
我们可以看到这两个数据的之间的一个间隔比较小。即使我们的增加了 PLC 的数量或者增加了交换器的数量，也是间隔比较小。
With Ethernet IP, we discovered that the clocks were not as well synchronized as with ProofNet, but there was still very reliable communication. And even as we increased the amount of load on the network or had to have multiple PLCs being connected, the communication was still reliable within either one or two sample times. So we found with our industry partners that there's a lot of interest in this area of network performance.So last year we had the first workshop on network performance and tried to come to a consensus on what are the most important issues.
那么因为我们有很多的合作伙伴，那么他们在工业当中呢，各个公司都有自己的需求，所以呢，我们呢也在定期的举行一些 workshop。然后呢，通过这些 workshop 呢，我们也找出来了对于网络应用方面的一些大家所关心的一些问题。
So this workshop was attended by approximately 20 or 30 people from industry.
当时这个项目有这个来自于各行各业的20到30人参加。
And we came to the conclusion that the most important criterion was the performance of the individual node, the types of delays that I was talking about in the beginning of the presentation.
那么我们得出一个结论，就是这里面谈到这个网络上面的这个节点的表现是最重要的一个因素。
And second issue was the ease of use, because the people in the plants who are setting up and using the networks have to be able to reliably set up and diagnose and maintain the networks.
那么第二点呢，就是这个系统这个网络的可用性是不是很方便的使用？因为在行业当中人呢，主要考虑要这个进行这个系统的设置啊等等，那么他都希望所有的工作呢都比较方便。
So the other outcomes I'll leave you to read. If you're interested, there's a report about this that you can find on our website.
那么对于其他的一些详细的情况呢，你可以在我们的网页上面看到这个一些结果。
So we had another workshop again this year, and this year we focused on wireless.
那么今年呢，我们还进行了另外一个这个 workshop， 那么主要是讨论的问题是无线的一些问题。
We found that everyone is interested to move to wireless. They think it's really exciting and has a lot of potential to save them money.
那么很多人呢开始对无线感兴趣，他们认为使用无线呢可以帮助他们节省这个成本。
But they're afraid that they don't have enough information or knowledge to roll it out in their factory without impairing safety or possibly degrading their production environment.
但是呢，他们又担心他们没有足够的知识能够保证从这有线呢可以安全的转移到这个无线上面去。
So one of the things that we're going to start working on this fall at the university is to develop best practices for deploying wireless within a factory.
那么在接下来今年秋天呢，我们就要开始做的一个重要的工作，就是研究一下如何来进行这个测试，给大家给各个行业的一个各个工厂的一个具体的这个一样测试的这个标准，让他们能够理解是不是需要。把这个有线转成无线。
And there's a sense that they're not going to go to the factory tomorrow and rip out all of the networks and put everything wireless. That there'll be a gradual transition and eventually have some combination of networks and wireless.
当然这并不意味着一个工厂明天就突然之间把所有的有线都转化成无线技术。我觉得这样的一个过程应该是一个循序渐进的过程，可能是在某一段时间里面还是一种有线和无线这个结合使用的一个过程。
So a brief summary.
接下来去做一个总结。
We have an issue about moving to Ethernet with the network and software delays and variability.
那么首先呢，我们都会考虑了要使用这个以太网，然后呢，考虑它的表现。
A lot of those delays are due to the application overhead.
还有呢，这个网络的一些延迟。
And some of these can be alleviated if you have time synchronization. Perhaps long delays are okay if you know exactly what that delay is.
但是虽然会发生延迟，但是如果你这个时间同步能够控制好的话，也没有关系。你只要知道能够有效的控制它的时间。
And again, I'll leave you with some references. These are printed in your booklets, or you can go to our website and find them.
So thank you very much. 同样，这里呢也是我的这个 email 地址，在大家的资料当中呢也有。那么如果有什么问题的话呢，可以和我联系。
Thank you very much for your attention, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
非常感谢，谢谢。